we have enough of rain this year. I don't think anybody should panic at all. Because of the government's flagship policy of planting for food and jobs, a lot of people went into maize production in particular, and quite a number of people, even in the face of the drought, the season wasn't that very good. But when the season bounced back, things were quite good. Prices of maize are quite very affordable. The yields of maize are not bad. And also, I'm saying that even a bag of maize, I'm told, is about 90 Ghana cedis for the white and 100 Ghana cedis for the yellow. The yellow maize, because of the rush by the poultry farmers who normally buy it in large quantities, that is why it is a little bit higher than the white maize. So I think we have enough maize in this system. Even rice too has been quite good.
I am concerned about the importation of yellow maize for feed mill production. Is there a way you think, as an expert, government can support farmers in the production of yellow maize so that we have enough to feed our poultry industry?
Yes, of course. We have enough of yellow maize varieties that are drought tolerant. We have the Helenfa released by the CSIR Savannah Agri Research Institute, of which I'm the deputy director and currently the acting director. We also have got CSIR Abontem, which is an extra early maize released jointly by the CSIR Crop Research and Savannah Agri Research Institute. And we have a whole gamut of yellow maize that are hybrid yellow maize. So we have enough varieties and hybrids that can meet the demand. All we need to do as a country going forward is, once we are short of market and under this very brilliant project of planting for food and jobs, all we need is getting farmers that will come and pick foundation seed, that is the seed producers, advance that to certified seed, which farmers can buy.
As experts, what have you been doing over the years for which reason we have to be importing yellow maize, for instance?
We, as researchers, we have our limit. One, our limit is to breed for crop varieties that our farmers will need, that are climate smart, or I will call them climate resistant crops varieties. We've done that. The materials are there galore, both hybrids, which are very high yielding, white and yellow, and we also have the open pollinated varieties. You have that for, we also have good rice varieties, we have good soybean varieties. Mention any crop, we have them. But that is us as a research. The second thing is to produce enough of breeder seed that the seed companies, seed producers, and our community seed growers, NGOs, can come and pick the breeder seed and advance it to foundation seed. And others can also pick the foundation seed and advance it to the certified seed, which the ordinary person can pick and grow. All that I'm saying is that it's a value chain we're talking about. Government alone can't do everything. Researchers alone can't do everything.
Dr. Canton also touched on some research projects with donor support, which would have to be sustained without donor involvement.
Basically, we have, I think, three different crops we've worked on. That is, one was on rice, upscaling of rice. Because we have done so well in rice, the USAID and the conjunction with the Africa Rice Institute came together and said, look, we want to scale out the successes that we have achieved under this project. It was a pilot. So they came to support us so that we can get more districts, more regions, and more farmers and more farm households to benefit from it. So we give them the varieties that they want, and we supported them with agronomic practices. We give them inputs for them to increase their production and productivity. We did the same similar project with cowpea, and we also did with granules. The granules is still ongoing. It's a cowpea and then the rice that have just ended.
And so how are you going to continue from there? Do you have capacity and funding reserved for continuation of that project to sustain it?
Well, as a research organization, we've invited policymakers. We invited the Upper Regional Minister. We have the District Chief Executive from the Katsina Nankana. We have a whole gamut of NGOs and private sector people were all there. Seed producers were all there. What we did was we tried to encourage them. They have all agreed that it's a viable process. It's a viable, it gave people money. It was able to ensure people's food security at the farm household level, which is a fact. So if that is, it works, so why should it be a problem to maintain it or to mainstream it? So the DCE has said they will let our researchers come and train them. In fact, we even trained them. We even demonstrated over 50 different recipes made from soybean. Gari of funny things were all made. So he has even said they will engage us to come and train their agri officers and also their food producers in Navrango Municipal so that they will carry this on. So definitely, those who have the capacity will continue.
Dr. Roger Canton is the acting director of the CSIR in Yankpala.